Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Here is the rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. Oh, bright, sunshiny day. Yeah, it's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. Bright, sunshiny day. Bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be bright, sunshiny day.
But you can't come in.
that guitar.
Let me know you're here.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Sorry we weren't here last week. We didn't have a guest, unfortunately. Nobody had signed up, but my guest today booked ahead of time, and he's cool. He's really good about booking, and he's an awesome guest, and he's straight to the point and tells it like it is, and I love having guests like that because we really get down to business, answer your questions, have a topic, and he's really cool. So there's a lot going on in the world today. We've got September 11th going on, the anniversary of that, and then we're having some, you know, serious stuff out there in the world with Texas and then Florida, and sounds like it's going to Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, maybe some other places with the whole water hurricane. So those of you who are good at prayers, keep sending prayers out that way to all those people. Luckily here, it's pretty sunny, good, and wonderful outside here in Missouri, which is a nice place to be at the time, even though we have tornadoes here too. Seems like we have some kind of weather pattern somewhere everywhere we go. So we have a couple of things coming up. Bethany's going to be doing something in Gainesville, Missouri, called Hootin' and Hollerin'. That was our singer earlier. You heard I Hear You Knockin' and the other song we played earlier. So you can check her out at BethanyCaudell.com. So Gainesville, Missouri, she's going to be playing for a little bit, and that's going to be September 22nd. You can go to her website and find out more information about that and also pick up some of her CDs, which is really cool. October 7th, I'm going to a psychic fair at Mystical Journeys in Alton, Illinois. You can check that out on my website, Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com. You can also find me, Amanda Dowell, with one L on Facebook. Also, October 28th and 29th, I've got another fair I'm doing in Alton, Illinois, which is going to be really good at Raining Zen. That's going to be pretty fun. And Bethany's going to be doing something October 14 and 15, also as well as me. We're going to be set up there for Campsville called Old Settler Days in Calhoun County, and that's in Illinois. You can go to the website and find out more information about that also. And November, we have some fairs coming up in Springfield, and then I have a fair November 5th coming up at the Solesteem Center, 105 Progress Parkway in Maryland Heights, Missouri, on November 5th. So you can check that info out as well. So that's Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com, and Bethany, C-A-U-D-I-L-L.com. Bethany's also on Facebook. You can find her, Bethany Caudell. Check that out. She's got a lot of cool things coming up. If you want to call in and ask a question and hit one on your keypad, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. So that's just some announcements that we have going on. So my guest is from West Virginia. One of these days, he and I will connect too. I've been kind of acquainted with him for a while because, like I said, Ace and Knight, he tells it like it is. He gets right to the point, uses his tarot cards if he needs to, uses his ability. He also teaches tarot classes. He's got some oils he does. He does a lot of fairs. He's a master psychic. He's got clairvoyant abilities. He uses his tarot to help him with that. He uses that as a focus point. He's been doing this for about 18 years with the tarot. He's a third generation reader. He's straightforward, clairvoyant, master psychic, certified master tarot reader, and he began focusing and helping pinpoint details. He's been doing that since 1987. He's got sharp gifts. He's got a lot of degrees as a master tarot reader, master in metaphysics, registered clairvoyant, certified registered psychic, certified tarot reader, certified registered spiritualist, which is awesome, certified master in the art of tarot reading. He's got a Reiki master, so do I, and healing touch and a lot more. He's an ordained minister. He's got a Kalomani practice, and he's been using his gifts at an early age and working with the tarot to, you know, get straight to the point and answer specific questions. He's got radio shows too, online classes. He's got a lot of cool stuff. You can check out his website at aesonknight.com, A-E-S-O-N-K-N-I-G-H-T.com. And like I said, our call-in number, 347-237-5339, one on your keypad, and we will take your call. So you can check him out, asonknight.com. Okay, so we're going to bring Asen live and see what he's been up to. How are you doing, Asen?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, honey. Just trying to wade through everything. It's been fun. And unfortunately,
oh,
the weather's getting
so
a little
you've
bit
really
more scarier.
And... It is. It's getting really kind of floods and hurricanes and tornadoes and all kinds of stuff going on out there.
Well, and then we've got the fires going out west. We've got, you know, earthquakes
that
occurring.
Is true.
We're going to probably have some more earthquakes going on because with earthquakes, it's like, you know, I don't remember what the little tile game was that we played as children, but, you know, you had to make a specific pattern out of blue or green tile. And with the earth, when you move, shake up one tile, that means another tile's got to move, almost like a Rubik's Cube.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we're going to have more of those, unfortunately. And, you know, I've took residency at a shop in Charleston, West Virginia, so I'm there a lot. And, you know, that just adds to the fun of the scheduling and planning and stuff. So, but I'm at Two Tinkers in Charleston, West Virginia now. That's where I have residency at.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's very fun. You know, a shop does keep you busy.
It does keep me busy. So it's a mix of fine art and jewelry, and both are handmade, hand-done, wonderful artisans we have in. We've also got some soaps going on, and we're always switching up and getting new stuff in. I mean, just last week I put an order in for incense from India. As far
nice.
As I know, we'll probably be one of the only shops in West Virginia that carries this incense, and it's from... It's overseen by the monks in India. So I was very happy to get
that
energy
really
into
good.
The house. Oh, yeah. You know, and I'm still traveling, doing different fairs and events and, you know, taking care of that type of, you know, still on the road. I'll be on the road till probably into December this year. And normally I stop on, you know, All Hallows Eve is my breaking point. But, you know, the weather's changing. We don't get 6 foot of snow anymore.
Yeah, that is true. But December is a good breaking point because, I mean, even this direction, sometimes during December and maybe even, you know, some other months, the snow does tend to fall, but we've just had some, you know, wonky weather, so we just have to kind of listen to our intuition to figure out,
mm-hmm.
should we go on the road or should we stay in, you know?
Right, and, you know... I think we're going to have the West Coast, was not West Coast, the East Coast is going to have a hard winter because we haven't gotten that much rain this year. Hurricane season's turning out to be a banger. I really feel bad for the West Coast because they're not getting any news, and some of those people out there are getting totally burnt out. I know you're friends with Christina. On Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she lives in Montana, and honey, I think at one time she was probably standing out in her yard with a water hose. I mean,
oh my goodness.
You know, we've got tarmar across the board. And, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
what this year is. It's a year of change. It's a year of shakeup. You know, one way or another, we've moved into this new realm of the galaxy where we haven't been for, you know, what is it? It's a millennium, so it would be at least, 10,000 years. So we're getting new energies, new gravitational fields, and those are affecting everybody. Everybody's life is kind of changing and being either a little bit more or a little bit less.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it seems like we had the eclipse, and the eclipse was really interesting, and then it was like we had all kinds of things topsy-turvy changing between Mercury retrograde and I think a moon and then all kinds of weather. So it's been
mm-hmm.
quite interesting because I know retrograde is kind of a shake up change thing. And they were talking about the eclipse being a big change shake up and release. So there's a lot of stuff going on out there. Yeah.
And see that energy rakes for you know, with an eclipse, that energy affects for 6 months because we'll have another reverse eclipse in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what you
makes
were tracking
sense.
During that time, it takes that 6 months' time. It's like Mercury in retrograde. We just came out of it. We're still in the shadows. She hasn't gone fully direct yet. When she does, we're going to be a little bit more comfortable. But Mercury creates problems at least 3 times a year.
Oh, yeah. That just happens. That's just the way
right.
life
That's
is.
Just
you
a
know,
rotation.
You,
we're
you
used
go
to
through
that.
The big changes. Right. So we're having a lot of things taking effect. We're having a lot of changes.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are going through cleanses and changes, too, even in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just the weather. They're going through their life changes as well, I think.
Right. And, you know, we're going through life changes. We're going through energy changes. We're going through swifts. You know, things are getting turned around, turned up for the better.
Yeah. Yeah, we're shaking and shifting and turning for the better, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're headed for a lot better times, but a lot of people are really shook up by it, kind of scared from it, and it's like, well, you know, we just have to put out good energy towards everybody and realize that, you know, this is just a shake-up turnaround to, you know, move us forward where we need to go.
It is, and, you know, some of these things that are occurring, if we look back, now I didn't buy into the hype of, oh, it's, you know, Y2K or the Mayan calendar thing. Back in 98, there was a lady that came out with what was called the New World Map. And it was talking about climate change and water changes and, you know, how water was going to rise and how weather patterns change. And that has turned out to be, you know, starting to look at it, you know, this year in general, things are starting to get better. Things are getting more focused. Things are getting, you know, we're having more horrid storms. We're having more storms. We're not having long storms, you know, because I can remember Hugo. And Hugo took 2 weeks to get to West Virginia. Then we got a good wind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would imagine, yeah.
I'm, you know, it's coming up that coast faster than ever. She'll probably, you know, if you're in Georgia, I'd be bracing if she hasn't already seen you. I haven't seen the weather reports this morning. But we can look for these new paths. I mean, in last month, we, you know, Sandy, you know.
Oh,
Sandy
hit, I remember that.
Not last month, last year. Sandy hit New York. We had not had a hurricane in my memory to hit New York.
Yeah, and that was, I remember that. That's been some time ago. But, you know, there's always something happening, you know, weather-wise.
Exactly.
Whether it's an earthquake in California, which you hear a lot of, or, you know, a flood somewhere, or even, you know, the fires in California, or, you know, a tornado.
Right.
It's all over. You get something
it's
somewhere.
It's all over.
And
well,
what I'm looking at is how
much
the earth
shaking.
Is cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And
the earth
is
cleansing. Even over in Hawaii, you know, you see the volcanoes. They erupt and make new, and they make stuff happen over there, and they create a new land. And that's what they talk about is, oh, it's sacred because, you know, the land is being shook up to bring in new stuff. And that seems to be what's going on, you know, over in Florida, over in Texas, and now, you know, parts of North Carolina and Georgia. You know, we're all going to get something. Even Missouri gets shook up every once in a while, too, with the tornadoes and rains and everything else that comes that way. And it's everywhere. So that's making room for cleansing and changing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, a lot of people get freaked out because they hear this all the time. News media.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. Ramp up all this coverage.
Mm-hmm.
However, this has been happening. These are patterns. You know, you can look at weather patterns of the Earth and see that, oh, okay, you know, every 30 years, years this comes in, every 40 years this occurs, or every 50 years this occurs. And we run on a 20-year cycle on weather and energy, too. You know, so, yeah, you know, it's huge, it's big, but 30 years ago you didn't hear about it unless it was in your area. It's like crime and everything else that runs on CNN and TNN or whatever stations you want to listen to. You listen to that, you think the world's falling apart. Me, yeah, not so
well,
much.
The
I'm
world,
looking at it going, okay, this
the
is
world
been going
is
on
just,
forever.
Right, well, the world is just changing. You know, when I have a good friend who, you know, has written things and said things, too, and I know you have, too. There's a lot of this stuff out here where, you know, you watch the media, you feed into it, and then you freak out, and you give it that energy, and it makes it bigger. And I know people posted on Facebook, too. There's some people that were, you know, dealing with the hurricanes over there that were, you know, posting things of, you know, send prayers. You don't want to send, you know, the hurricane energy or love and light, but you do want to send love and light to people and, you know, pray for that to go on or to, you know, move away or, you know, less stuff and pray for the people, but not focus on, oh my gosh, here comes the storm, what they're getting at. And, you know, a lot of people, they say, you know, people watch the news and they feed into that media and then they're freaking out and, you know, they give it energy. And, you know, even those of us that do energy work, sometimes, you know, we'll feed into it too, unless we have, you know, some other people help and coach us along on how to, you know, send out some love and light so you don't get hit, say, by a tornado or a hurricane or whatever. And so, you know, there's that classic thing there. You have to just really watch that and be careful because, you know, you don't want to put more energy towards it. Your idea is to try to turn your energy away from it and focus on, you know, those people being okay that are in it.
Right. And see, and here's the thing, and a lot of people don't get this, and this was an older training experiment that was done, and it really wasn't done on purpose. There, when I was in training, there was a lady's son who had a heart attack. And everybody started sending energy, sending prayers, and were just shocked because he was like 31. You know, this wasn't like, oh, he's 40, he has high cholesterol, this is standard. This was a shocking experience. And it kept getting worse and worse and worse. And then finally, somebody in class said, okay, guys, let's knock this off. Let's not send any energy and prayers about the heart attack. Let's send it about him in general feeling better. And he started getting better.
That's a good way to look at it.
The reason for that was that he was, you know, everyone was thinking, oh, my God, how could he have a heart attack? You know, he runs 5 miles a day. He's healthy. He's this. He's that. They weren't focusing. They were focusing on him and the energy on him. But the thoughts and the energy going out was about the heart attack.
That's what made it, you know, a little bit harder. Because if you focus on it that way and you don't focus on just, oh, they're doing really good, they feel really good and positive, and then, you know, the other, if you factor that in there, it makes it worse, so you have to put, like, a different spin on it. So you're totally right.
You know, you have to focus that energy. You have to focus the energy. You know, it's like people get upset when I say banish cancer before you try to heal the person. Because if you send love and light and happiness and sweetness and, you know, feel good and grow and, you know, get better and feel strength, you're only strengthening the original problem. You know, and that cancer tumor is just going to get in there and dance and, you know, get all happy. But if you go in there and you focus on destroying the cancer, just the cancer, not the body.
Right.
You know, especially, you know, if you're doing Kundalini, you're doing Reiki, any of that, you got to focus on busting that up. And what I like to use is Mario Brothers. Another practitioner of mine uses
Pac-Man. That's a really good. That's a really good scenario. I like that. And Mario Brothers would make more sense to me, because back in the day that I played Mario Brothers, which was when I was younger, he was knocking out the bricks, you know, with jumping up and, you know, hitting them with his head. And, you know, that in a sense is what we want to do. I remember when I first was in my first ever healing class, which if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see two healers that worked on me. I just was reunited with them quite a while ago, and a third one who was the school counselor. And I was laying on a healing table, and they were breaking up energy that was a negative cloud. And I didn't understand what they were doing. One was clapping her hands, and then some were using a hand motion of kind of chopping, like you would chop up an onion, except you're using your hands in a chopping motion to, you know, chop up the energy. And I thought, wait a minute, what are you doing? And they said, well, basically, we're breaking up the energy. So if you clap your hands or you use a rattle and you're shaking it over the body, the idea is you're breaking up all that stuff. And then you send the love and light. And I thought, oh, that's cool. And I really didn't know anything about it at that point until I learned. And then I thought, what a neat idea, breaking up energy. And then I learned that it wasn't just in a person you could break up energy. You could break up energy in a home. You could break up energy during the weather. I thought, boy, that's really fascinating. So you were right on with that.
You know, and you got to, you know, that's why I think bells are wonderful. I think shakers are wonderful.
Oh, I love it. Bells and shakers and clapping your hands, anything you can do. Damn. I like singing bowls, too. But I think the, you can break up the energy and then you can put, I have a set of seven that are colored and they sound really good. I have one that, you know, will break up the cancer and then, you know, feed it really good energy, too. So that's really good stuff. It's really fun.
Right.
I love all that stuff.
Right, and I think that all that stuff, it's not only fun, it's useful. Because, you know, that's why, like, our ancestors used drums and tambourines and, you know, in their daily life, music in their daily life, because it sets frequencies. And it sets tones. You know, if you listen to Native American music, Native African music, Native Celt music, you'll hear these different tones go throughout their songs, go throughout their things when they were attuning. And, you know, we've just brandished it and repackaged it and changed it one way to another.
Right. Makes total sense, you know, because, I mean, the Indians, they have their bells and they have their shakers, and that works, and Celtic music has it, and everything you look at has that basic concept, so it's good to have a little music in your life.
Right, and, you know, getting and putting it out there, putting the music in place.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's already being used. Example, and this is one of my favorite, Walmarts. They play music all the time. They play slower, relaxed music in their stores. Normally an older style of music. Why? Because the people will stay in the store longer if there's a slower music there, because we move naturally slower, which means we're going to see more things. We're going to look at more products.
Absolutely. Makes perfect sense. And, you know, it's, even a New Age store will play, you know, like the one you're working at. I bet they play very light spiritual music. I know the ones I've walked in, they play really nice, soothing, either like spa music or outside music with the outdoors, with the waterfall. And it's very nice. You know, I like that stuff.
Well, we have an eclectic playlist. I'm still developing it. I don't play a lot of the slower tempo music in the store when I'm there. I tend to play a little bit higher tempo music because I want the energy up. I want people to, you know, when they stop into Two Tinkers, I want it to be a fun experience, not like, oh, dear God.
Yeah.
And it fits
some of the faster yeah. music that they have that will play in the stores, and I've heard it too. I really
yeah.
like it. Some of them have drums with them, and they're
mm-hmm.
really nice. Some of it's real nice, just, you know, upbeat Indian music, Native American.
Mm-hmm.
I love that kind of stuff. It's really
mm-hmm.
beautiful.
Right. And it fits our art. You know, Mary and Rebecca both do fabulous art, but it's art in motion. And, you know, they're paintings, and, you know, to watch Rebecca paint is like watching a speed painter, because she just literally goes in, boom, 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 done. I mean, because she gets the vision, and then she's after it, you know.
That's great.
It's such a spiritual view. And I didn't notice this because, you know, I see artisans at fairs all the time, and, you know, one's doing this, one's doing that. But at the Eclipse, Rebecca done a live demonstration. And when she done the live demonstration, I sat there and I watched her energy, and I saw something literally go from white to this beautiful purple. And I'm like, ooh,
oh, wow.
You're connecting with source. That's interesting. I haven't seen that in a while. And when she gets into that, it's just, you know, the picture just begins to form on the canvas over and over and over. And we're actually, Mary does it a little bit differently. Of course, you know, every, you know, like readers, every artisan has their own style, but she does the same thing. And I've seen hers do it too. And I'm working on a collaboration with her on being able to see the transformation of a picture. From her inspiration all the way to the finished work. So that'll be up soon. Once she
That's
finishes
great.
This work, you know, she's taking, you know, she's doing The Lovers is the painting that she's currently working on, and we're filming it as she works on it, you know, day by day by day by day. And then I'm going to put that up as a collab with her and her talking about the painting. And her inspiration.
Oh, that's going to be
perfect. She
has perfect.
A Celtic.
That's going to look really
yeah.
good.
It's going to look really great. We're also launching an online store later this month for our listeners that can't make it to the shop. You can go there and see the art, order the art. You can get in touch with me. Of course, you know, I'm now in every form that's currently available. Video,
right.
video chat. Phone, in person, and text message. You know, you just have to go to my website and figure out which form of ASIN you want. But now that makes it so that, you know, everybody can get me in any media form they would like.
That's good. See, that's really handy because, you know, you can work many different styles and people get exactly what they need. I love that.
Right. You know, and, you know, not only that, but it fits in today's modern life, and I'm really surprised a lot of places haven't switched over. You know, they're still
yeah.
doing the just voice or just phone. I do everything. Literally, if you're on the
right.
road having a fight, and I've had this happen, having, you know, you're on the road, you got a question just bearing down on your mind. You can't talk on your phone because it's against the law, but you can stop at a rest stop and send a text message. Normally within an hour, you're going to
right.
get a full reading back from me. Or, you know, you're in Charleston, West Virginia. We're over on Lee Street, 717, and you want to book an appointment. Not a problem. I can do an appointment right there. I'm there Tuesday through Fridays, and then we do special events on Saturdays.
Oh, that's awesome. That must be fun.
Yeah. It is. It's very fun. It's very inviting. It's a small store, but it's a very comfortable, bohemian-style store, and you never know what they're going to create. Last Tuesday, I walked into the shop, you know, because I'm opening, and, you know, I hadn't been there, because, you know, if we ain't got anything on Saturday, when I leave out Friday, I don't get back to the shop till Tuesday. And I walk into the shop and, you know, going through the motions and setting things up. And I look over, and there's a dresser. And I'm thinking, okay, what are these two girls up to? Yeah.
Yeah.
They made the most beautiful display case out of this dresser that you would have thought that someone put out on the corner. I mean, it was old. It was...
Wow.
But this dresser, a.k.a. TV case, is just gorgeous now. It's flat glossy black, all modernized. They took out drawers. They rearranged it. And that's just the type of artist they are. They'll see something and get an inspiration, and then it appears up in the shop. And I love that about them. It's not like, well, you know, we need to go buy this. And it's like, oh, I found this, and I'm making this out of it. I found
right,
this, and I'm making that out of it.
Right, they transform something into something amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, very much so. And, you know, I'm working with both of them. It'll probably be the end of 2018, but I will have two Oracle decks coming out, one from each artist. One's already got the art done, the other one we're still working on the concept.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be really fun. I like Oracle cards. They're fun to work with.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And then I've also been approached to do a tarot deck, but I'm a little... we'll see, you know, because the plate gets full, and I can only keep so many, you know, even though I have a serving plate, you know, some people have dessert plates, I have a serving plate, it doesn't always fit there. So I'm not taking on too many projects at once.
I would say, you know, put it in your toolbox, and if you have time, create it, and, you know, if you don't, that's okay, create it when you can, you know, just take it by... spin and see how it turns out, because that might be neat if you had one of those out.
Right. And, you know, I think that it will be neat to do it, but, you know, Spirit's got to move me in that direction.
It might not be boom, it comes out like, you know, the chicken hatching the egg. I mean, you know, the chicken's not ready to lay eggs yet is, you know, the stage you're at. But when you get there, you know, you'll have something really good because, you know, with that, that's going to market you even more because you're really good at the tarot classes.
Very much so. And, you know, I'm going to be filming the last one, and then that series will be up fully. Hopefully this week, within the next 2 weeks, I should have that filmed, you know, in process, because I want to make sure that the last one really works well and is designed well. And then, of course, you know, those are available for free on my website or YouTube.
Cool.
And you can get those there. And if you complete the paperwork, you do get a certification that you have completed the class. So you have paperwork saying, yes, I've studied the tarot. Which is, you know, not happening a lot anymore. I know, Barbara has some classes out now, doesn't she?
I think she has a few, yeah. It's just, there are a lot of people that have a few different classes going around. I know there's some on GGM. I think she has some on her website. I know she's got some jewelry out, and she's got maybe a few books out. I've got a book, you know, people, if they're interested, can message me on Facebook or email me. I've got a one-pager in a book of women who made their dreams come true. People are interested in that. You know, there's just a lot of different things that are going around, and that's cool. I'm glad that you've got your classes up. You know, that's that's good. People can look to that and, you know, really get into that because you're a good teacher with that.
Well, thank you. I try to be, you know. And, you know, we've got some openings coming, you know, that have occurred here recently in the reading sector, in the, I don't care for the term, but I'll use it anyhow, the New Age movement of, you know, leaders that are stepping up and new people coming out and new vibrations coming and others changing. And, you know, we're kind of working with those changes and trying to figure out, okay, where we're going with this and how are we doing with this.
Right. I think it's wonderful, you know, that you have that going and that stuff like that's out. Mm-hmm. You know, you're doing great things, and, you know, the call is out for people to start making things and creating things, and it's awesome. So,
right.
You know, you're
and
headed in the right direction.
Out. Yes, we are. And, you know, and I'm just following my path. You know, I think it was like 2 years ago, I stopped saying no to anything. You know, and it's not a hard thing to say. It's a hard thing to say yes. It's an easy thing to say no.
Yeah.
And just turn down opportunities. Nope, don't want that. Nope, don't want that. Don't want that. I don't do that. You know, right after my father passed, I said, all right, Spirit, whatever's next, let's go. I'll say yes to whatever's thrown at me. And I've had some amazing, amazing times.
Yep, you just have to follow that little voice and intuition and really listen to it and just
mm-hmm.
follow your heart. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Well, we have some callers. I guess we can go to
okay.
a real quick commercial break. Are you ready to take some callers?
Oh, I'm totally ready to take some callers.
All right. We're going to go to a really quick break. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Asen Knight. You can check him out at asenknight.com, AsenKnight.com. You can check me out, Amanda Dowell, Dowell, psychic-healer.com. I'm on Facebook, Amanda Dowell, with one L, and you can also email me at starwaya@hotmail.com. Or if you want to set up an appointment, you can call 301-748-1090. We're getting ready for our second half of the show where we ask questions. So get your question ready, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. Our phone number is 347-237-5339. See you in just a minute.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a girl insane. You rattle my world, oh what a thrill. Good, such a gracious creep, balls of fire. I laughed at love, but I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I drank my mind, this was fine. Good, such a gracious creep, balls of fire. Kiss the bear. Like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. Gotta tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. Chew my nails and twiddle my thumbs. I can hear you, but sure it's fine. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, creep balls of fire. Kind. Yeah, 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 yeah ways, just creep all the fire. Yeah.
Okay, we are back with WGGM Radio, and we are ready to take your questions. Call in 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad, or you can also ask in the chat room. To find out more about Aeson, you can go to his website at aesonknight.com, AEESONKNIGHT.com, or call 304-584-3592 to set up an appointment. You can check out Bethany and her music at BethanyCaudill.com. You can go to my website, Amanda Dowell, Dowell, psychic-healer.com. You can email me at starwaya@hotmail.com or set up an appointment at 301-748-1090. So we're going to go directly back to our guest now and take some callers. Again, that call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad, and we're going to bring your guest back. Hey, Asen, welcome back.
Hi, darling. Thanks for bringing me back. All right, let's get rocking.
Okay, so we had a chat question. Dove was going to message us something, but I guess we'll just wait for her message and go on and take some callers. I haven't seen it yet, so we'll go ahead and take our first caller, which is 270. You're on the line with Amanda and Asen. How can we help you?
Hello. My name is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Hi. I wanted to ask, I'm single, and I wanted to know if that was going to change anytime soon.
You know, Joy, you kind of had to take a break from the last one. I do feel it changing, but I'm going to go about 7 weeks out.
Okay.
And it looks to me like you meet this person at a social event.
Okay.
Looks to be a good long-term thing, very comfortable. Not like you've dated before. This is a new model, better model, more comfortable.
Yeah, a lot more laid back and a lot more committed than some of the other people you've had before. And it just looks like you kind of are taking a little healing period to get through it. And then, you know, the social event's going to really create some, you know, stabilization in your life and bring this person in. So they're really grounded.
That's good.
Anything else, darling?
No, that was it.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Have
thank
a fun
you.
Time.
Thank you.
Blessings. Our next call, our next chat is Dove for Peace. Her question is, I've been friends with Alan for almost 2 years now. We are not intimate, but we flirt a lot. I've decided to move back from the relationship. We have not spoken in weeks now, and he's avoiding me now. So she says, he will not look at me at all. He is waiting for me to make the move. And she says, I've been ready to say goodbye.
That's
so.
Not how the chess game is played. All right. So this is the deal with Alan. He's the type that if you make him breakfast in bed on Monday, he expects it on Tuesday. And Dove, honey, you have ran this relationship from the beginning. Now it's time to knock it off. I think it's good that you stepped back. I don't think you need to say goodbye, get lost, or get burned. I think it's more so you got to let him kind of catch up. It's going to probably take another week and a half to two for him to figure out, oh, crap, I've got to go do something for him to be able to be pulling things together.
Yeah, he's got to get it more together. He's just kind of been out of the loop and not together, so it's not a total goodbye. Yeah, that's definitely for sure. Yeah. Stepping back is okay, but totally getting rid of it and exiting it out and hitting delete is not going to, you know, really fix or heal anything.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what I'm seeing, too. She wrote okay. So that's, you know, what I pick up, too. Same exact thing. All right. Well, we'll move on to our next caller, which is area code 860. You're on the line with Amanda and Asen. How can we help you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Asen. This is Amanda. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good. I actually have a question. It's totally different. I'm stuck, and I think I'm on the move in the sense of things are picking up. I think it's like just the in-between stage, and so I'm just looking for my social life to pick up. I'm a very deep-rooted spiritual person, so it's hard for me to meet people on my wavelength.
Right.
Yeah. So that's my question. If you see it sprucing up, yeah.
I feel like you do.
Okay.
Okay, and I feel like in general that you will end up meeting them probably at a spiritual event.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. It doesn't start out as a relationship. It starts out as conversation because you two have differing views.
Right.
And then you start talking about it.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh. Do you see when it might happen?
Probably within 2.5 to 3 weeks at most.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I got three. When I looked at it, I felt like it was more like three, and I do feel it is just, you know, conversation and views on stuff. So I'm totally with you on that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. It's just, I think it's just, I'm just so, like, so on the edge of my seat because it's just, it's really hard for me to meet, like, I'm social, but it's just the wavelength isn't there.
Right.
The frequency isn't there, yeah. So that's the thing. Okay.
Right.
All right. So I'm looking forward to this. Thank you so much. I'll keep you posted.
You're welcome, darling.
Thank you.
Okay. Blessing.
Blessing. Okay, Dove for Peace wants to know if you see Alan wanting to heal the relationship.
I feel him wanting to build the relationship, yes. But he's got to get his crap
together. Yeah, I do too. Yeah, he's not fully together yet, but he's working on being. I agree with you on that too. All right, our next caller is area code 417-268. You're on the line with Amanda and Asen. How can we help you?
Hi there. This is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
I love listening to you guys. Hi. I love listening to your show. I'm 64. I stay pretty healthy. I drink water and stuff, but I'm not a big fan of going to the doctor and having checkups. So I just wondered if you saw anything with me on my health that I might need to focus on or anything like that.
In general, I don't. Okay. I think you're doing fine. I don't feel a health issue. I don't feel like things are, you know, a complaint issue or anything like that.
Good.
Okay. I do think that we got to, you know, watch our back because our back tends to be a little bit of a problem.
Okay.
I don't feel anything either, Ace, and I'm with you. I think that what I'm really feeling mainly is just go out and get some fresh air. I'm hearing that nature would be really good for you and being outdoors, but other than that, you know, maybe just some basic stretching. Other than that, you're really good. You're doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's awesome. I love nature, and I'll definitely be up for getting out and breathing some of that nature there. So.
Yeah.
I am in a relationship that's only 6 months old, and I think it's just going well. Do you see anything there?
I think it's going fine.
Yeah,
it's going really well.
Yeah. Well, you guys are awesome. That was just what I wanted to hear today.
Good.
Have fun, and I'm going to keep listening to your show. And Amanda,
look forward
I'll
to you, darling.
Soon.
See you soon.
Oh, thank
bye,
you.
Darling.
Blessings to you.
Yes, blessings.
Okay, she's an awesome listener. Anyway, we have a Skype caller, I think, 111. You're on the line with Amanda Nason. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Nason.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. It's Sandra here.
How can we help you?
Okay, I have a question, Nathan. I'm having a between life session on Thursday. A hypnosis session, and I would like your help in because I get to ask a question of the council, and I'd like some help with that because you know, when you were talking earlier about the rattles and I've had an entity that has been it's playing games with me, sort of. It's there, it's gone. It's, so I know I'm not a clear channel at the moment. And so I'd just like to have a question to ask of the council before when I'm under hypnosis.
All right. Here's my two suggestive questions. What am I hearing here? That's the first one. The other suggestion is, why are they here?
Yeah.
They meaning the entity. Don't give them a name. Never give the entities names, because then you give them power. Okay.
So why are they here? And the other one is,
why am I here? What are you doing down here? Why did you come down here?
Yeah,
because we all come down for a specific mission, a specific reason, a specific lesson, a life theme, whatever cookie box you want to call it.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little story here, if this is okay, Amanda. Marsha.
Go right ahead.
So Marsha Schumann had sent me a message about a year ago. And it was at midnight, and I didn't get out of bed to answer it, and because I was sleeping, and it woke me up. And I started belching, and I belched for an hour until I finally got up and said to her, Marsha, what? She asked me about crystal skulls and about doing a radio show. And and so I said to her, I said, I'm almost throwing up from the belching. And so I said, can you help me? So the message that came back was that I needed to spell the message backwards from the end of that to the beginning. And as soon as I did that, it stopped. The belching stopped. And then I said to her, who the heck were they? And she said, well, they're not mine. And I'm like, so then they said that they didn't mean to hurt me. Like, I knew that I was taken as a child. And they said they didn't mean to hurt me. And then I said, well, you did. And so so that's why I have this horrendous belt when I heal people. And I know I have an incredible knowing. Like, I know things, Jason, that it's like, how do I know this? And, but I scare people off when I belch, right? Because they're like, you're possessed or something.
No, it's just that they don't know how to process it.
They don't understand it.
Right. And what you need to do is have a talk with your guides and say, look, this ain't working. You need to figure out a different way for me to release energy.
I have. It hasn't worked.
It will. They sometimes are hard-headed, but you'll get it there.
Okay. Well, I really feel, so, all right. I really feel that this is the, really getting to the root of this issue here with between life and session.
I think it'll do very well for you.
Thank you, Ethan, and I know you're amazing.
I do, too.
I really appreciate it. Thanks, Amanda, and Amanda, too.
You're very welcome, darling.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll keep you posted.
Look forward to it, and I'll make sure you have it recorded so that you can review it later.
Okay, I will. Thanks, Jason. If you, that would be great. So if you think of anything else,
Sandra,
Amanda, let me know.
I'm going to send you, I'm going to send you something. A friend of mine in San Francisco had me work with this gentleman. It's been some months ago, but he's really good, and he makes a really good living as a healer. She just signed me up for three sessions. She had three sessions. Anyway, I'll send you his website. You'll you'll enjoy it with the question you asked. So.
Okay. All right. Okay, perfect. Thank
blessings
you so
to you.
Many blessings to
Thank
both
you.
Of you. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller is 573. You're on the line with Amanda Nason. How can we help you?
Well, hi, guys. This is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you, darling?
Hi.
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing good, hon. What's up?
Doing great.
Well, I was just wondering if you seen any move in my near future.
I think that you are headed for a move, and I think it's time.
Mm-hmm. How long from now?
Oh, I'd say about 4 weeks.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's real soon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I have a trip coming up in about 4 weeks. That's why I'm okay, I wonder if that's
right.
the moving that I'm doing.
That's not the move.
No, that's not the move.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How do you see my health?
The health, I feel, is getting better. I feel like we do have a little breathing issue, and also feel like it's an arthritic issue.
Okay. Arthritic in the back or the hands? Or?
I want to say the lower part of the body. So that would be about mid-belly button down.
Okay. All right, probably my hips.
Okay. But I think that but you need to go up your back, and here's why. Things can affect the back a lot more that people will think is hip, very bad hip pain, and it's not.
Okay. Do I have what they call a degenerative disc?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, and that can make me feel like it's in my hip?
Yes, that can make it feel like it's in your hip because it's a game of telephone. I have, in my lower back, I have 3 herniated discs altogether.
Oh, wow.
And there are times that I will stand up and I think that I've broke my hip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I've not broke my hip. What I've done is the body is trying to pad that area, so it will create a fluid pocket beside the disc.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have my massage therapist friend take and work that knot out, and the hip pain goes away.
Yeah, it helps.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
Almost amazingly goes away. There's been times I've walked into my massage sessions on a cane because my legs are hurting so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll bust up the fluidy stuff. And it will cause in the back, and I'll walk out just carrying the can around going, okay, who am I going to knock out next?
Right.
I have a very nice cane that I like to use. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because I've been having this pain in the shoulder blade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm told it's what they call a wraparound pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and that could be coming from that degenerative disc as well then.
Yes.
Okay.
When's the last time you went to a masseuse?
It's been a while.
You need to do it at least once a month for an hour.
That would help.
An improvement of your health.
A lot better.
Well, not only that, but it'll relax those discs and it'll slow the degeneration because it's not getting the fluid packages built around them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right.
What about the cancer? Is it gone?
I'm not saying it. No, I ain't no doctor, but I'm not saying it.
I'm saying it. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, you're not seeing it?
Yeah, I'm not seeing
it. Yeah, he said I'm not seeing it.
Okay. All right. I'm not seeing it either.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
So, yes. Yes, I'm very thankful for everything. Very thankful. Well, thank you guys for answering
You're
my
welcome.
Questions.
You have a great
thank
night.
Thank you. You too. Our last caller is area code 303. You're on the line with Amanda Nason. How are you?
Oh, good morning, afternoon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, darling?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good. Who we got?
My name's Allison.
Hi, Allison. And how can we help you, dear?
Hi. I'd like to just see if still kind of in the planning stages. It's not a
uh-huh.
done deal yet. I just want to see if the relocation that I'm looking at making is out of my area is a good direction. Is it the good move? Is this the right direction I'm heading?
Let me take a look here. Yeah, but I feel like you need to go more beachier.
I have to go what?
More closer to water.
Oh, I live in the desert. I live in the desert, so I'm a long distance from water.
I understand that, but I feel like you need to head for water, honey.
Well, I wish I could, but it is what it is. Can't bring the ocean to me. And I can't
well,
go
that may be debatable here soon, but
yeah.
I think that it'll be a good relocation.
Having some hesitations for some reason, so...
Well, because it's a little nervous.
Can't do anything apart from the water. Can't do anything with the water. I can't. You got to take the water out of the equation in this one. So.
Well, I don't think so, and here's why. You live in a desert. Of course, it's going to be short on water. Okay. So we want to make sure that if we're in the desert, that there is a aqueduct, a water fina, or that where we're moving to has water service. Okay.
And what was that last thing that you said?
That where you're moving to has water service.
Oh, yeah, of
There's
course.
There's a plan
I mean,
for water.
Water service, yeah, of course. There's water. I mean, it's, you know, it's by water service you mean are the homes there and so on that have water, yes.
Right, and the water's
yeah.
good. Okay, that's
yeah,
what you want to look for when they bring up water, but you know you live in a desert.
Of course, yes. I would not. I'm moving to a place that has restaurants and you know regular
right.
water that comes out of faucets. I'm not really sure why. Anyway, all right. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
The example, the explanation of that is, you know, I was looking at one girl that was going to buy a home. And they brought up that, you know, it had a lot of bad water on it. Well, it turns out the home was built without a sewer system to it. Because it was built 100 years ago, and they just emptied out into the river, you know, across the street. So apparently what I'm saying is make sure that the water is good water.
Oh.
For you. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, it's a city.
So a high source of water.
Right.
It's a city of 5 million people. There's water there.
Okay,
yeah.
Dear. Other than that,
anything
I think
else?
It'll be fine.
I don't know. But
yeah, it will be.
What do you think, Amanda?
What was that?
Seeing what Amanda, your co-host there thought.
Yeah, I'm actually the host. He's my guest.
Is it the other way around?
And
sorry.
Like I said, what I'm picking up is that, you know, it has something to do with getting water, like drinking more water, I think, and being around a more purified source of water, which is good. But I do feel a good move ahead of you. And I do feel like it is good. So it's practical and in the right direction. And you'll feel more comfortable with it as you go along. You're getting things taken care of. So you're doing pretty well. I see it going smoothly.
And I have the alternative of remaining where I am, which is not a bad place at all.
Right.
It seems like
the energy wants you to move, though. Because, yeah, it's not a bad place. But
no,
it's like you've got some work to do. It's like you've got some work to do with moving, and it's necessary. And, you know, that's just what I'm seeing, you know. So mm-hmm. I see that it's necessary for you to make a move and move in the right direction and, you know, go from there. So thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, both. Bye.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
All right, Aysen, that was wonderful. You did a great job. Thank you for coming on today.
You're welcome, darling. I enjoy coming on. And, you know, you guys can always find me at aysennight.com. Or if you're in Charleston, West Virginia, stop by the Two Tinkers. I'm there. And, you know, I'll be back here very soon. Plus, you know, the Psychic Coffee Shop is Mondays at 9 p.m. And Conversation with Aysen is on Wednesdays at 11 p.m., both on the Psychic Coffee Shop on Blog Talk Radio. And so,
awesome.
You know, I stay busy.
Thank you, Aysen. You're awesome.
You're welcome,
darling. That's just great. Radio shows and everything that you've got going on. I love it. Well, you stay in touch, and we'll be on next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thanks for being my guest, Aysen. We'll do it again real soon.
Look forward to it, darling. Bye, darlings.
All right, bye-bye. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. We'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And everybody have a good day. Bye for now.
Thank you. motorboating. Reach your hand down into the cooler. Don't drink it if the mountains aren't blue. Try to keep the steady. You recline it like in a tube.
Dark light.